to start with introductions, just to rejog our memories about each other. From your side, National Treasury, and then comrades here to introduce themselves, and then we can then begin our engagement. Yeah.
Chair, my name is Kugile Nkwinti. I'm Minister for Water and Sanitation, and I'm very pleased with being here to learn even more about our department. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, comrade.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, all honorable members. My name is Deborah Mochotli. I am the Acting Director General for the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. I'm Emelise Nieser, Chief Audit Executive of DWS.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. My name is Mbali Manuguza, Chief Director of Financial Accounting for the main account.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Paul Now. I represent the water trading entity.
Morning, Chairperson, members of the committee, Minister. My name is Zandile Makatini, DDG Infrastructure.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Leonard Razuma. I'm from TCTA, Chief Risk Officer.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. My name is Oda Manasseh. I'm the Chairperson of TCTA.
Good morning, Chair and Members. My name is Ola Busari, Acting CEO, TCTA.
Good morning, Chair, Honorable Members. My name is Halima Nazir, CFO, TCTA.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Johan Carsons. I'm the Executive Manager at TCTA, responsible for projects.
Good morning, honourable Chair, Minister, honourable members. I'm Trevor Balser. I'm a DDG in the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Tabitha Figo, Acting Head of Office of DG, Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Baba Lomanyakanyaka. I am from Corporate Planning in the Department.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members, Minister. My name is Masipula Mbongwa, Special Advisor to the Minister.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members, Minister. My name is Mpumi Pakade. I'm responsible for stakeholders and special projects in the Office of the Minister.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. The Minister, I'm Tamisa Mfunda Kubi, the DDG in the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members, Minister. My name is Zola Zweni, the Parliamentary Liaison Officer in the Office of the Minister.
Morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Chris Dupree, Chief Risk Officer, Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, Minister. My name is Errol Haynes and I'm the Chief of Staff in the Minister's Office.
Good morning, Chair and Members. My name is Solish Tangan from National Treasury.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members and the Minister. My name is Sizi Koloso from National Treasury.
Morning, Chair and Members. My name is Tabodi from the Auditor General.
Good morning, Chair, honourable members. I'm Hlaisa Nkubai from the Auditor General.
Right, comrade.
Good morning, Nyamizeli Boy from the committee.
Good morning, Chair. The last time I checked, I was Saki Keka.
Chairperson, the Minister, colleagues, my name is Tabelo Chilwane, member of the committee.
Dumela Chairperson, lebitso la ka ke Ntabise Mkhulu, member of the committee.
Morning, Chair, Tim Bradisit, member of the committee, proud member of the committee from the great province of KZN. Thank you.
Pull this other one.
Good morning, Chair. My name is David Ross, member of the committee.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm Comrade Temba Godi. I chair the committee. Right, may I make a request right at the beginning? May we please switch off our cellular phones so that they do not disturb us in the course of the hearing. So I was saying, can we please switch off our cellular phones so that they do not disturb us during the course of the hearing. Once again, welcome, Comrade Minister. And once again, we want to thank you and your officials for having agreed to be here this time. We know that we had initially agreed that it will be in the afternoon, but we had some challenges with the entity that was supposed to be here now, which we only got yesterday during the course of our engagement with the National Treasury. That's why we had to scramble that late. But thanks very much for your understanding. And I'm sure belated congratulations are still in order, saying that we're seeing each other for the first time with this committee on your new assignment and responsibility. Water is as important as land. There's no water for all of us, then there's no life. And so it is of great interest for us to see that the department and its entities function effectively and efficiently, and they're able to discharge their responsibilities, not only to sustain decent levels of water provision and access, but to ensure that those who still do not have access should have access, so they can say that indeed we're free. Now, the last time we were with the department, it was the end of February. The meeting did not end well, and we were very hopeful that before today we would have met. Somehow circumstances have conspired to delay that engagement so that other matters can be clarified. But today we are meeting to a very large extent to focus on matters of deviations and expansions. We know that deviations are a special provision to cater for emergency situations and the like. But our observation and concern is that its prevalence points to a new normal of what is not supposed to be a normal practice. And that is why we have taken interest in engaging with departments where we think we're seeing levels of such practices that should not be where we think they are, or at least help us understand what are the circumstances so that we can be at ease that we're not taking shortcuts in how we do our business practices.
I know that this discussion will be overshadowed by the broader issues within the department, about which we have expressed ourselves very, very unambiguously. So if the temptation overcomes comrades and they jump into other matters, just appreciate that it is purely because as a committee would certainly have loved to have engaged. But by and large, we're here to focus on the deviations and expansions. And I'll hand over to Comrade Chilwane to take us through the deviations, and then Comrade Kuno will deal with the expansions. From our side, we intend to have an early day, so if you do it quick, we'll be done. Go and rest. That's what we want to do. Chilwane.
Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. Chair, I'm going just to, as you've said, to concentrate on deviations. There are some other matters that you have said will be able to raise because the department is here. Acting DG, the Department of Water and Sanitation incurred about 36 deviations to the value of 470 million for 2016-17 year. On those deviations, it's made up to 7 emergency contracts, 21 sole service provider contracts, and 4 preferred service providers for 2.7 million. These are the documents that we have received from the department. But just to highlight, Acting DG, is that a Treasury Instruction 3 of 2016-17 provides deviation that you can only deviate if there's an emergency and sole supply service status. But then when you go forward checking on the deviations that you have provided us, is that the department somehow did not follow the National Treasury Note 3. What were the reasons for not following the normal processes as indicated into the National Treasury Note? Maybe we should start there.
Thank you, Honorable. There are various reasons under which National Treasury instructions may not be followed. It is not necessarily by choice, but circumstances that will be prevailing at that time. For example, one of them is when we were dealing with the issue of drought, where there was drought in one province, and we needed to act immediately there. The other issue is where there's only one service provider, and as a result, we are unable to get other service providers there. And for that, there are certain processes in place that we follow to ensure that really it is a sole service provider. And that's where, basically, that's some of the reasons that would lead us there. The other issue maybe that I need to mention is that some of these are also under construction, which you will find under the WTE report, where if you are to wait to get approval from National Treasury, we may incur cost on standing time and delays in projects. So basically, those are the reasons. Each and every, if you look at the table that you have provided, each and every deviation they have got a reason provided.
You know, Acting DG, I don't want to preempt what my comrades are going to ask you. My assumption is that you are a brand new acting DG, and you are there to sort out the mess that is there. And the best way to do that is to be upfront, is to be candid, to call a spade a spade. But from what I'm hearing, you are giving a what is the word? You know you are giving the normal spin. You're not saying anything. That's where I am. But let me allow Comrade Chilwane to. You've just been appointed, so I would imagine that you have nothing to defend out of the mess that is there. Now, if you can't respond to these things outside what is in the system, you respond like someone who is inside the system. I don't know, but then...
May I clarify, Chair?
No, it's fine. I'm just saying... That's what I'm picking up right from the beginning. But it's me. She is the one who is on the floor. I'm reverting back to her so she can continue.
Yeah, Chairperson, you're right. Because acting DG, when you say it's about the drought and all those other things, the problem is that on the deviation table, there were deviations that were not approved by National Treasury. That was the point. I just put it maybe in a modified way. So I wanted an explanation. Why did you continue with deviations that were not approved by the Treasury?
Thank you. Let me explain to say that I have no intention of hiding anything that I may be aware of. I was providing information that I have from the colleagues. The expanding on the issue, I didn't want to mention that I am new, precisely because I was in the department and I am expected to have prepared myself coming here, although really the time was not, the time was really limited. I'm responding as the information that was provided to me. But if I had an opportunity of making maybe opening remarks, I would have indicated that we do have systems in the department. However, most of the time, we pick these things up when it is already late, when we are unable to, we would have not been able to prevent it from happening. So what we will do going forward is to check as to where the weaknesses on the systems are for us to really prevent these things from happening. And for us to be able to interrogate whatever information comes before us as top management or to me as the acting DG of the department when we pick up issues of this nature. So it is just that time was a bit constrained for me to really interrogate each and every reason that was provided for the deviation or for the irregular.
No, that's fine. Just comment.
Maybe the interesting question that I will ask, you have been in the department. I would love to ask who was doing these deviations prior to you. Is that person still within, or that unit still within the department?
We have prepared ourselves such that where details are required, the other colleagues will be able to respond to the details that are there. For example, on the hooded row, we have the DDG infrastructure will give information, but we also have Mr. Balzer who is on special project that can also add to the explanation provided by, that will be provided by Ms. Makatini on why this happened the way it has happened. So we do have them.
So in a nutshell, DG, there's no any disciplinary measures that you have taken against anyone in terms of these deviations?
Um, I don't want to give being new as a reason to every question that is being asked. However, when things hit you on the face like this, you want to check as to what happened, who did what, and where the process is. I have engaged the internal audit in a very short space of time. They have provided a report on the consequence management between, we have 2013-14, 14-15, 15-16, 16-17, and 17-18 on disciplinary cases that were taken with regards to what we are talking about today. But I don't have the details on how far each individual case is, but we do have numbers of such cases, and there's a report that we can provide.
Okay, I will gladly accept that a report to be provided to the chairperson.
Just a minute.
I thought that, man, the day you start taking salary, and the day you got to be acting DG, you knew that you have got a responsibility, and you needed to update it yourself. Parliament is not made for you to come and update yourself here. You're supposed to have updated yourself in your department. By the time we issue the invitation, we have an expectation that you know what we're dealing with. What type of hearing are you asking us to go through now? We providing information to you, and you go back and go and sit at home and sort it out. Is that what you want us to do? Because all this information that's in front of us come from your department. And you can't have a different relationship with Parliament. The relationship is clear as an accounting officer, and you need to account. That's what we want from you. We don't want a different one where you sit here and you talk and you then go and verify the information. You can't have that type of a relationship. You're supposed to account. That's what the PFMA says. Acting or not acting, we are the accounting office. And I don't know what you expect us to do. You must account, ma'am. We start with you, then we'll deal with the rest. You can't have an exchange with you saying you are not ready when I've told you that this is what is happening in your department.
All right. Which one?
Acting DG, how many deviations were rejected by the National Treasurer?
On the main account, there is none that is reported here, Honorable, that is rejected by National Treasury. And then on WTE, there are three.
And yet those deviations continue despite the fact that the Treasury has rejected them. What were the reasons?
Unfortunately, Honorable, they did continue. Those three did continue. The reasons are provided on the table as to why that happened. One was, may I give the, so that I don't keep with gaps in between, may I give over to the CFO, WT, to explain why they continued?
Acting DG, were you prepared to come to this meeting?
Yes, I was prepared.
Because, Chairperson, I just want to raise, remember the last time we had a meeting with the same department? We were so frustrated to get the answers that are relevant. And it seems as if it's the same game again today. It can't happen like that. You've got your team. I think you have to ask them to give us report. Like you're saying, not everybody is new. You said you've been in the department. Surely there's something that you should know.
one of those honorable is the appointment of a professional, appointed professional provider, the APP, which is a specialized engineering service. The work, the information I got, or the explanation I have is that work needed to continue. That particular individual was working for the department, was busy with designs whilst working for the department, and they went on retirement. And as they went on retirement, work needed to be completed. It was then difficult for the project manager, or it was seen to be prudent that that person, whilst outside of the department, should continue with that particular service to save on time, because if a new one were to take over, they would have to start afresh, and it was going to take long, and it would have been difficult. And so then that person then was appointed to continue with that. The other one was the Oracle one, where they were to service some machinery of the department, and as a result, it was difficult for them for the project manager to get another service provider to do maintenance on what the machinery that is not theirs. So that's the explanations that we have. And as I indicated, honourable, the details are with the respective colleagues that are with me here. It's not that I didn't prepare.
I think the essence of the question is, if you asked for permission and permission was declined and you went ahead nonetheless, so what's the point of asking for permission? You may as well just do anything that you want. I think that's the essence.
I just want to ask few questions. You've got, do you know about the consulting that is called Babereki? Babereki Consulting? There are about four. There's a service provider called Mr. H. Juriak, with the safety demo to name them. You've got DHI Water Environmental Health. DHI Environmental. Let me just start by the rate. The amount was 346.2 million. And the reason for the rejection by the National Treasurer was that no evidence that the market was tested. And you mentioned only one. You said all of them, they are within the, but this one are from the main account. Black Dot, the department must take the test the market. He did not test the market. Mr. Juriak, the reasons were not justifiable. Mr. Juriak, again, reasons were not justifiable. Iwusasa Media, emergency communication for day zero. Not supported, service not an emergency. To the amount of 30 million. Can you talk about those?
The Babereki. The Babereki one, there's a supply of bulk water infrastructure, which was also not supported, as you have indicated, Chair. But the information that I have here is not detailed enough for me to be able to respond sufficiently to yourselves. And as a result, I would like the DDG responsible, Ms. Makatini, to please respond to this one. Ms. Makatini?
Thanks, Acting DG. The Babereki under main account would be for bucket eradication. That was reporting to Acting DG until last financial year. So it is a contract that we inherited, because buckets were then moved to infrastructure last financial year. But what we are told is that the reason why they proceeded with Babereki was that when they approached National Treasury, the project was already above 80% in scope, and it was going to be difficult, therefore, to begin, to start with a new contractor.
But you see, the issue for me is the lawlessness in the department. That is the issue. That you ask for permission, and when permission is declined, you go ahead nonetheless. I think that's the point. Or else you must hear from National Treasury. Maybe you people there are being unreasonable and putting departments in an untenable situation. Chitanga.
We don't. The issue is, it depends at what stage do you come to us, because if you come to us because you want us to rubber stamp the decision that you've already taken, we can't support. Therefore, you go ahead on your own and incur irregular expenditure. Because normally what happens is that the processes would have already been finalized, and what they want from us is just to rubber stamp the decision.
So the project was already 80% complete when you go to National Treasury. So what exactly was the point of going to National Treasury? I think all the issues that she's raising, they revolve around that. Let me use the term lawlessness. Commissioner.
Chairperson, then what do we do? What do we do? Because for me, it's non-compliance, like you said it, lawlessness. And you have a department, you have people who are there. And there's not anyone who was brought into book to say this person has been expelled or has faced disciplinary charges, we have recouped the money. Because that is why I was saying it's lack of, part of going to deviation, it's lack of proper planning. Because you didn't plan properly for a project, and then you just say we'll go to National Treasury. And if National Treasury on that day don't want to rubber stamp or they've checked things that are not okay, you still continue. You still continue. What then? What's the value of National Treasury being there? What's the value of the National Treasury regulations that are there if departments, like the department that is important, water and sanitation, cannot, I don't understand. I don't know how will I put it, in which simple terms will I put these questions. I don't know in which simple terms, if it's going to be a simple term to put these questions.
Well, I hope the minister, I see, is taking notes, because you are talking about leadership failure and the culture that does not belong to the public service.
DG, I still want to go back. How many deviations that were not supported by the National Treasury in the department? But you continue with them. How many? You only mention one and you said the others are water trading. But the one that I'm mentioning, they are within the department, the main account. How many?
Honorable, I mentioned that from the main account, we do not have deviations that we continued with without National Treasury. That is the report that I'm presenting to you that I have. The ones that I mentioned are under the WTE account, not the main account. Then you mentioned, you gave Babereki and a list of other deviations. Those ones are in 17-18, which is information that only came late last night or this morning, because our request was what we had prepared for was 16-17. But I see this appears on the 17-18.
Now, on the question of what to do or what was done, lawlessness and so forth, what I can report is that there are cases, for example, on the Babereki, there is an individual that was charged under the bucket eradication. There are a number of charges for deviations and for whatever under that project. The disciplinary case is still going on. As I indicated, I did not have time to go into the details of how far the cases are and what the actual charges are. But there's a disciplinary case. And secondly, I indicated that I did request from the internal audit team. They also provided me with a list of cases that they are busy investigating at the moment. And the report that I have does indicate, Chair, that there's a decrease in the number of outstanding cases that were in the department that now are being dealt with, and the reports will soon be out and the recommendations followed. However, I need also to indicate that with the recommendations that came from the internal audit, they indicated to me yesterday that there were certain of those that have not been followed by the department. For example, where they said disciplinary action should be taken, there are cases by which there was no disciplinary action taken. And that is what we then agreed we will have to look at coming out of here. So from here, we are going to be looking at where are the weaknesses in our systems. We want to have systems that will preempt, in other words, be proactive to inform us before something happens that it is happening. Secondly, when something has happened, we will immediately know what has happened and be able to take action so as to prevent it from becoming worse than it is. So it is not like, you know, we just said, okay, they want us to come, so let's go, we'll give whatever. We really tried to prepare. It is just that additional information was needed, and there wasn't sufficient time for us to go through the that information. If I had time, I would have said, this case, there is this case of Oracle, this is the amount, and that there's a disciplinary case in place, or there's no disciplinary case in place. If it is in place, this is how far we are with the disciplinary case. So unfortunately, we have this disjointed reporting to yourselves. But I can assure you there are disciplinary cases that are going on. I can assure you we are looking at the systems that are in place for us to do something about that. I can assure you that I have had an engagement with the internal audit team for us to know exactly where we are and what it is that can be done. And we can do something about the situation. It's not all lost and
gloom. Okay. All right.
But Acting DG, are you aware that now you are incurring an irregular expenditure because of all these deviations that were not supported by the AG, by the National Treasurer?
I am fully aware. And one of the things we discussed yesterday with the audit team is, and top management is, how are we going to move into regularizing others? Because other irregulars, when you listen to the reasons provided, they seem to, I don't want to say just justifiable or what, but they seem to make a case that one can approach the authorities to say, can we please condone this on the basis of reason A, B, C, D. But we are aware of the implications and the seriousness of those implications.
There's one interesting deviation that happened 2016-17, if maybe we should talk about them, because the 2018 maybe. That happened, it was a presidential visit to Melmoth. I don't know what was happening in terms of the Department of Water and Sanitation. On the last page, on the second page.
I'm aware of that one.
Can you talk about that one? It was not supported by the National Treasury.
Well, I think that is one of those that would have gone to National Treasury after the fact. The explanation that I got was that it was a hurried event. In other words, something that the department had not planned for, and they needed to do something about that.
Presidential visit. Maybe if it was with the GCIS, I would understand. Department of Water and Sanitation. And you look at the amount.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I think it was a United Nations event. The explanation is something like, we did not think we would need ABCD, and later on there were all manner of protocol things that required us now to get further service providers, so we had to.
For what?
For that event.
I mean, that event was related to what?
Yes. Trying to check where. Which document are you using? This one.
Can you let them answer the question, because me and you, we are sitting here, we don't understand why should the president go to Melmoth, and there's a 5 million rand that was so I'm just appealing to you, Chairperson, let them answer. I have it here on as W1088WTE, Presidential Visit, Hong Kong Trading. The reason provided here is that it was prior to the National Treasury note, and that it was the DG had approved the deviation. Because it happened in March of 2016, and the treasury note we are referring to is of May 2016.
But it doesn't matter if I'm referring to the note of March 2016. It happened in whatever. There's always been a national treasury note, specifically in terms of deviation. But you know, my simple question is that, how does it involve Department of Water and Sanitation on the issue of presidential a visit? Was it the conference of water? What was it?
Honorable, I need to choose my words now. I don't think the Department of Water and Sanitation could have been involved if it didn't, if this was not related to water and sanitation.
No. She's asking a question, so you give us the facts, so that we don't speculate with us. Yeah, I think that's what we want. Why? Yes, it had everything to do with water, but it having anything to do with water does not mean that processes must not be followed. I'm That's why I was able to give a brief explanation, because I read it yesterday as I was preparing. It's just that I don't see where it is.
On a point of order, Chair?
Yes, Congressman.
We are waiting for an answer. She seems to be in consultation with the minister. What is the accounting officer doing? We are waiting for answers, ma'am. You are accounting to Parliament today, not your minister.
I'm trying to find the page. I made an asterisk on my notes on that yesterday night, but I can't find it. But I would like to request one of my colleagues who has details on this to please respond.
Acting DJ, why not children? You're supposed to be knowing the information in front of you. You can't be giving Parliament information and you don't know what's going on with yourself. You can't. You gave us this information. Now you don't know what is going on. You can't do that. We flew you all the way from Pretoria to come and answer questions here. And the information was provided by you, even late, but to still be patient with you. Can you give us answers, man?
All right.
What's going on, Chairperson? Why is there a delay?
I'm also looking for that part, because I remember I read it yesterday. It's very...
Can I suggest that we put it in abeyance and deal with other issues, but we'll have to come back to the same issue, because now it is delaying the meeting unnecessarily.
All right. Comrade
Chilwane. I agree with Comrade Kakana's view, but you see, Chairperson, I don't know, you've always... when you give me work to do with the Department of Water and Sanitation, I become so frustrated because of lack of answering, Chairperson. And I'm just tired, Chairperson. And I cannot say to you, if you give me the work to deal with issues on water and sanitation, and say no. But I think we just need some answers. We need some answers, Chairperson. It can be that the department has made a deviation of over 5 million and they don't know what was happening. Yet they knew. This information that you're talking about, it comes from the department, Chairperson. It's not from out of my own making. It comes from the department. So I just need answers. I need answers, Chairperson, today. Today I'm not going to crack my head. I'm not going to do anything. I just need answers, Chairperson. The department must just answer. We said every time we come here, we postpone the meeting, we postpone questions, and we don't even get response even after the meeting. Even within that 7 days or within that 10 days, we don't get response. No, Chairperson, I need answers. Let's be fair. Not me alone, as a committee, we need answers.
Want answers today.
Chairperson, I'm a representative of the people.
All right. Can I make the suggestion, acting DG? And I think it is, and I hope, Comrade Minister, you will note this. Because you have an acting person and other officials at various levels, and information lies scattered all over, and you don't get it pulled to a central point, then when you have to now engage, things are a bit scattered. and just to say, Comrade Minister and Acting DG, from our side, we want details. We want details, not to keep things at a broad and generic level. So. And as Comrade Chilwane said, we read. I spent more than 2 hours yesterday in the office going through all these documents. And even this morning, I was in the office for more than an hour going through these documents. So we can't in the engagement generalize. We need to go down to this, to specifics. So, all right. Now, as you can see, our whip was making a quick consultation because this is a democratic organization, almost socialist. We... no, we want to put an option to allow you time. Go back with a fine comb over the issues, and we come back at 2 o'clock. Come back at 2 o'clock because we can't postpone for another day. Acting DG, that's what we want to propose to you. But let's go back. Let's go through these things collectively. Because I don't know what's happening in your department, but when you come to Parliament, try and come as a department, and all of you collectively respond for the department. I hope you hear what I'm saying. So, comrades, I was suggesting that we break and we come back at 2 o'clock.
No, Chair, I agree, but the condition is they must go back and look at these schedules and come back with detailed information. Because when we come back at 2 here, we don't want you to give us speculations. We want you to give us responses on all these issues. Because this information comes from yourselves, and you must be in a position to give us information.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with what Comrade Kekana is saying, but also I wanted to add that, you know, when the acting DG started answering, the first point that she said was that there was no approval. She did not approve, or the predecessor did not approve. Somebody else approved on their behalf. I'm saying, and just to emphasize on the point that you've made, Chairperson, that whoever was part of that, if they could be also answering to those questions. Because if we're going to ask somebody who doesn't have a clue of what's happening, I don't think we're going to achieve what we want to achieve at two. So I want to suggest that whoever was there before, I mean, I've seen his face. He tried to answer some questions when they came before SCOPA. So I want to suggest that they must all answer. Whoever was there at that particular time, they must answer, because we want to get into the bottom of it. We're not fighting them or anything. We just want details. We want to get to the bottom of this and try to find a way, a common understanding of us as SCOPA and you as DWS, Department of Water and Sanitation, to stop these deviations and expansions. And if you're going to be dealing and diving like she was doing, we're not going to get it to the bottom of this.
All right.
So if they could just try to be answerable, all of them, okay. Especially those who know that they've approved.
Okay.
Chair, I just really want to make the point that what is happening right now is completely unacceptable. Departments like water and sanitation that have got massive issues are famous for non-compliance or for malicious compliance, Minister. What happens is in the run-up to an inquiry like this, we get dumped the day before with masses of paper. It's an old tactic, it's an old trick. And it works on the premise that if we dump this committee with enough paper, they won't be able to wade their way through it, and then we'll get away with it. And therefore, officials feel that it's easy enough to come along and spin their way through this, which is quite clearly what the acting DG is doing. Right? You are short of facts. And my colleagues are working from presentations you've provided. It's unacceptable. But unfortunately, you've met your match here, because SCOPA do a lot of work. We do a lot of research. And we will expose everything that you've been up to here. And so I ask that you come back at 2. You're very fortunate that CETA have cancelled on this, and so we have space. But I also want to just send a very clear message from this committee to Water and Sanitation. This is not the last time we're going to be meeting. There is still work on an ongoing inquiry into the department with the actual portfolio committee. So please, in future, when you come and see us, be prepared, be ready, because we're ready to go. And don't think you can come here and spin your answers. Okay, thank you.
All right. I think if we're in agreement, I think we could suspend the engagement, and then we meet here at 2 o'clock. Thank you very much.